This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, welcome back. It is Isaac and Souk here on 105.1 The Fan. Coming up on Saturday, you'll be able to hear Oregon take on Wisconsin. And it's time now for our weekly visit with the coach, Dan Lanning. Coach, can you read us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. How's your week?
Been good. It's been a good week.
When you average 11 yards a carry, I'm guessing that probably leads to some good film session.
Yeah, certainly does. Yeah, there's some good film there. There's some stuff to attack as well.
So as far back as you can recall, is that the best your team has ever run the ball in any game ever?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's pretty high up there. Yeah, I can't think of one that's been, you know, I thought our coaches had a great scheme for that game. Had a good plan for what they do and attacked it well.
How much can you anticipate a performance like that coming based on the week of practice?
I would say you can't necessarily. You feel good about a game plan as you go in, but usually the games that we play the best, sometimes those are the ones I feel the most nervous about. You know, you hope it goes the way you think it'll go, but it doesn't always play out that way.
I mean, coming off a tough loss, and you know, we've seen what happened after you guys had that great game against Penn State, and Penn State had a hangover there. And how important is it to get back on the horse and have a game like that to kind of wash away a bad taste in your mouth or a tough game?
Yeah, in my mind, we never got off of it. We had to point in the wrong direction for a second. We just had to point in the right direction. So, ultimately, it's important to get back, on track, as you'd say. And for us, it's okay, what do we do well? How can we improve that? And how's that match up with the team that we're about to play? Which they're a lot different than what we saw the week before, but we felt like we had a good idea of what things might look like and how we could attack it.
And I saw that there was some shuffling of the O-line a little bit. Was that just kind of an individual game thing, or is that something that, going forward we might see, a couple different rotations, maybe they're on the right side?
I think you can always see rotations. Our challenge is always to say, how can we get the five best O-line guys on the field? And then also have answers for ourselves if things don't go exactly as planned. If somebody gets injured, what's that look like? And I think it's important to get valuable reps for players in those moments.
This is Dan Lanning, Oregon coach, with us here on 105.1 The Fan. Well, this Wisconsin team has not scored in a couple weeks, and I don't mean this, to make fun of them or anything, but how do you guard against, with your players, taking them too lightly when they have not been putting many points on the board?
Yeah, I think you just try to point out the truth. If you actually truly watch the film of Wisconsin, you'll see a ball bouncing the wrong way at some point, or an injury that was a little bit a surprise within the game. And it's tough when you have injuries in the middle of games that you're not anticipating, and that changes your game plan, and I think they've been hit with a little bit of that. And so now with a week to prepare, an idea of who they're going to be able to operate with, you know, I think it's a different team than necessarily, you know, showed up the last 2 weeks. And what they have done well is played well on special teams. They've done a good job on defense of knowing what they want to be able to give up and what they want to take away. They've always been really good at taking away the run game. Certainly there's some different quarterbacks that we could see in this game, and they operate differently based on who's in, different backs. So it's a challenge for us of a little bit the unknown.
How much of it is it when you look at the personnel? Because last year you guys went on the road to Wisconsin and they were not having a great year, and they gave you guys a real tough game, drug you guys into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just a great indication about how college football is tough and it has parity, and every week can be different. And, you know, we were in an absolute battle with this group last year. They did a really good job defending us, and we did some really good job, you know, defending them, but different coordinator this year on offense, so different scheme that we're going against, different package. And it's just a great example of what you did last week doesn't really matter. It's time to pay rent again this week.
I got to ask you, so I was listening to the press conference that you had earlier, and I just you kind of alluded to it, but I need confirmation. When the original Grateful Dead uniforms came out, were they full tie-dye? And was it you that looked at that and said, yeah, no, we can't do this?
It was a little, yeah, it was a little stronger than I was anticipating, and we had to change it up. And, you know, this week I've kind of rededicated myself to saying, okay, I need to know a little bit more about this group. They've done a lot for Oregon, and I've been listening. There's a lot more of their songs that I know than I realized,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's one of those groups that you don't know. I don't know the name of every song, but when you put it on, you're like, oh, yeah, I know that song. And then there's a couple that other bands later on in life have covered, you know, and made it kind of their song, like Uncle John's Band, I think, is one of them. Like, I always remember that as a Jimmy Buffett song. Hmm. I didn't realize that that was Grateful Dead first, you know. So there's, you know, so, yeah, it's been fun to go through, but yes, the uniforms look a little bit different than they did when they initially came out.
Well, thank you. That was my fear. Because I really like what you guys do, and I think you guys hit it out of the park. I was terrified when I heard that there was a Grateful Dead night, that this was going to be full tie-dye. And I was scared.
I think you guys have asked me before, how do we decide what jerseys you wear? And I told you, hey, I don't really decide. I just say no if it's a little strong. And it might have been a little strong to start, but we kind of dialed it back in. And I like the way they turned out.
Yeah, it looks sharp. Now, is this the first time you've said dial it back, or have you had to do this before?
No, I've done this. Yeah, we've done that. We've done that before.
Yeah. All right.
So you knew Touch of Grey, right?
Yeah. Touch of Grey, Truckin'.
Truckin'.
Casey Jones.
Yep. I love Ripple. I think Ripple's a really good tune, actually.
I mean, they got some good tunes, man. And what's fun is you turn them on, you're like, okay, describe this band. What's the genre? And it's like, I don't know, which I think is part of what's so cool about Grateful Dead, right? It's not folk. It's not rock. It's not, I mean, even some of them sound like country. It's not country. I mean, it's own. It's one of one, which is pretty unique.
Yeah, I've always said that I can appreciate the jam bands, but I can't have like a 37-minute song. It was once described to me as like every jam band seems like five stepdads that don't know how to end a song. I can appreciate it, but yeah. At some point, I don't need a 17-minute bass solo. That's my only, I never could fully embrace it, but I can appreciate the impact, the cultural impact of
that. That seems fair and very reasonable to me. You know, I think that's a very reasonable request.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How many... So we were thinking about this in your fourth or 3.5 years or whatever. How many bad weather games have you had at Autzen? Because it doesn't seem like there have been many.
Yeah. No, we've been fortunate. You know, I always think back to Cal. I think it was my second year. We had some weather. And then I thought the Indiana game had a chance to have some, and it didn't end up being that way. So this might be number two.
Yeah, they're saying.
But who knows? It never rains in Austin. Like, yeah. if you told me we got out there and it rained like outside the stadium, but it never made it in the stadium, I would be shocked.
Hey, can you get Nike to work on some sort of parachute? You know, when you, like, you were a kid, you did the parachute in like PE,
yeah.
Like some sort of tarp we can put over the top.
Hmm. Tie-dye.
Well, I think that, I mean, this could present a fun challenge for our team, and you know, the weather could be different, and it might not be as enjoyable as a fan, but I mean, you remember being a kid and going outside and playing in the rain, like, maybe it can be that moment, right? Maybe we can all say for a second, like, hey, let's pause for a little bit and realize how blessed we are to get to go be outside in the rain, get to play a football game. You know, I don't know what it'll look like, but whatever it is, like, let's go attack it and realize this might be a one-on-one moment and have some fun with it.
Yeah, it can be fun. It's like, have you ever played or coached in a really good snow game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I remember being in third grade, and it was a snow kind of sleet game. And afterwards, you were freezing cold, but it was some of the most fun I've ever had as a kid. You know, it was the... You know, Steelers versus the Cowboys there in Little League, and it was an absolute battle, and you're drenched wet, and you get in your dad's truck afterwards and drive home, and you're cold and shivering, but in the game, you remember all those moments of plays and tackles and catches, and like, that's fun, man. That'll sit with you forever.
Yeah, when I was with the Buccaneers, we were getting ready to go play the Eagles in the playoffs, and that was like warm weather going into cold weather was always like a big deal, and we would dunk balls into like ice baths, and we had to put our feet like into cold water, and it would chill you, and like we would did that like the leading up to that, and we like had some stuff like that to try to like, you know, prepare yourself when you know you're going to get something like that. Do you guys do anything at practice with dunking balls or anything to try to be like, hey guys, this may be what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly tried to expose them to those moments. I was in charge of I got the super soaker today when we were out there.
Oh,
at practice.
Nice.
And had some fun with that, man. Yeah, it was good.
This one kicks off at 4. What is the ideal kickoff time for a coach?
Yeah, whenever the whistle blows. We don't care.
Okay.
That is the ultimate.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, sickness is
what
a
do you
choice.
Want me to say?
Kick time,
mean,
is a choice.
Recruiting-wise, it's probably beneficial for us more in the afternoon or at night, just because it allows more people to be able to travel here and get here for a game.
Okay.
So I guess that would be ideal.
Okay.
But I don't care. Put it wherever you want. We'll play.
Yeah, well, the tailgate scene, you know, that's a big deal. We need proper time.
But why not just tailgate a little bit earlier? Like, hey, instead of, you know, if it's an early game, like, let's do breakfast burritos. Maybe
that's what I think. Yep.
You know, make some, you know, do something fun. Yeah, right? Like start the tailgate at 3 a.m. Like, why not?
Oh, see, it's now we're talking.
Exactly. 12:30 kick. I'll be out there at 4 a.m. Perfect. Give me
right,
to bed
get
by
the brisket
8.
Going, whatever. Smoke something the night before. Like, that could be so much fun.
What time does Dan Lanning wake up during the season?
It just depends on the day. You know, early in the week, earlier. You know, nothing super crazy. 5 a.m., 5:30, depending. And then sometimes later in the week, you know, 5:45. Nothing crazy.
Coffee right out of the gate, or what do we do?
Yeah, I'm a coffee guy.
Black coffee?
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
black.
How many cups will
My
you
My wife
drink?
Did give me some new, like there was a pumpkin-flavored black coffee. It's not bad. You know, I thought I wasn't going to be it's got a little bit of something to it, but it's just black with, I guess, tastes like pumpkins.
No.
But it's all right.
Now, at the house, I assume you have a really nice home coffee
Keurig?
Maker?
Yeah, just a nice Keurig. You put the cup in and hit the button.
You go Keurig. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's easy, man. Nobody else in my house is drinking coffee, so why would you make a pot?
I see.
We have this machine, but I may have used it twice, but I just use the Keurig. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for checking in again. Good luck against Wisconsin, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Coach.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
All right. See you later.
Practical man.
Yeah. See, I knew there was a nicer one in there.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah. Well,
and they're not using it.
No.
So he's just like, this is easier.
Yeah. Well, I've said, we have a Keurig and we have a really nice one. What is it? A Nespresso?
Nespresso. Okay.
Nespresso.
Yeah. So it's like one of those.
Yeah.
You can make all kinds of.
Yeah. And
fun
dude,
stuff. It's complicated.
And I don't drink coffee. And so I feel bad. I've told you when I have like guests that sleep over and like, I want to offer them like a cup of coffee in the morning. I don't know how to make it. It's very confusing. So I have to go to the Keurig. That's like the only thing I can offer you.
Yeah.
But everyone else in the house is insulted if I try to make them a Keurig. But I, you know.
So Dan Lanning, well.
The pumpkin's a bit of an upset, though.
When it comes to coffee people, yeah. I think that there's two types. Yeah. One is the type that really likes good coffee.
Yeah.
And different coffees.
And then the caffeine, right?
And then the other one just wants the zip.
Yeah.
And he just wants the zip.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care about the fancy coffee maker.
Yeah.
I'll just throw in the Keurig and I'm good.
Drink a couple caps of black coffee. You rip a couple Zins and like, hey, man, we're
that's
up.
That's right.
By the way, I was thinking that I was like a 4:15. I was ready for like a 4:15, 4:30 sort of guy. I'm a little surprised that number starts
with
a 5.
Are you saying he's not working hard enough?
He just has the sort of mentality that I would think that sleep is a choice. And Schwarzenegger said this once. someone asked Schwarzenegger about like, you know, sleeping habits or whatever. And he said, if you need 8 hours of sleep, just sleep a little faster. And I that seems like a Dan Lanning sort of thing. Yeah, I need my sleep. Well, just sleep a little faster. You'll be fine.
Dan Lanning's appearances here on 105.1 The Fan every Thursday at 4 are brought to you by Philbrook Law. Other lawyers fight for clicks. Philbrook Law fights for wins. Philbrook Law, accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.